then I became director of Region 6, and that was a time when we had an unemployment problem in this country.
Yeah.
And Jim Mulligan, at the same time, became the president of IEEE. Now, prior to Jim's taking office, he decided to find out what all the grumbling was about, in because the members were complaining IEEE wasn't doing a damn thing for them, mm-hmm. for their problems, their economic yeah. problems. And so Jim decided to meet with the members of IEEE and has scheduled a series of meetings at the sections, various sections.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a very bad reception, especially in Columbus, Ohio. And the story we tell, although Jim says, well, it really wasn't that bad, we say that he got bombarded with some ripe tomatoes and stuff like that. He says, no, that didn't really happen. Although Hans Czerny and I have been telling that story for years, I'm not going to change it. But they were very unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he said, well, I better meet with some of the leaders of IEEE. Because this is a problem that we ought to try to figure out what mm-hmm. we can do about it. So then he came to Los Angeles and met with a bunch of us.
Because he was back east.
And in my usual uninhibited manner, I'm really inhibited, you understand, but I force myself, no, really, it's true, but I force myself to be outspoken because I think it's important to mm-hmm. speak your mind. So Jim started asking some questions, and I got up and I made my speech about the fact that IEEE, the reason the members are unhappy is IEEE doesn't give a damn about what's happening to the members. All the IEEE is doing is publishing archival literature, which is important. Mm-hmm. Probably, and no doubt, the most important thing that IEEE does. However, mm-hmm. you ought to worry about what's happening to the members.
Yeah.
And so he thought, geez, John is the guy I ought to talk to. So he talked to me. And I told him, you really got to do something. I says, this is ridiculous. And there's a lot of unrest.